That's just the spit blocker or the
The
popping peas.
Pop filter,
that's mm-hmm. what it's called.
I used to do music, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I remember that.
That's right.
Long time ago, another lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 4 p.m. on a Thursday. You're tuned to Katie and Kay, and this is Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, editor of the Sopra Sun. And my guest today is Anne O'Brien, who is a Aikido instructor, a local author, a counselor, a musician. What else can we add to this
list? In a past life, I was a musician. energy healer, mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been a member of this community?
Since 2017.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Came from LA and just wanted a calmer life and definitely achieved that. And
calmer the valley's than LA? Been,
yeah. It's been really good to me, this place. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And we've had you on the show previously with your book, Everybody is a Psychic.
Everyone is psychic.
Mm-hmm. Which I really enjoyed reading, and the ideas that you put in there, that we all have these intuitive skills if we choose to hone those and develop those.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your latest book. It's called The Dance of Love, and we ran a review by Ken Pletcher in the Sopra Sun last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so this is about how to master your relationships and your daily life through the wisdom of Aikido. So Aikido being a martial art, people are often surprised, like, you're talking about love and relationships and martial arts, like, how could that possibly go together? And so that's kind of why I wanted to write it, is to help people understand a little bigger picture about what love could include and some real practical strategies. And coming from being an intuitive, Aikido gave me a very similar thing, as did my intuitive training and meditation and energy work, which is how to center within myself mm-hmm. and how to continue to have that center in various relational dynamics. And so working with my clients now since 2004, doing reading and energy healing sessions, a lot of people ask me about relationships, and I find myself talking about Aikido all the time. And so some people find the healing through coming, stepping on the Aikido mat and physically having this experience in their body, which was part of my journey. And other people find it more through talking about it and, you know, getting inspired and getting energy work. But yeah, that's how it came to be.
And full transparency, I've practiced Aikido with Anne mm-hmm. and her Crystal River Aikikai mm-hmm. Offering that's at 13 moons. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show.
Yeah.
But for folks who are completely oblivious about Aikido, what are some of the things that set it apart as a martial art?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people sometimes, and granted, I don't know a lot about all the different martial arts, but just for like the average person, I'll say it's a cross between karate and dancing mm-hmm. because we punch, we strike, you've done it. We use wooden swords. They're not sharp, but we use weapons and, you know, it has this martial aspect. But it's very flowy, and we learn to not spar or compete, but redirect the tension that we experience in, you know, what we call the attack and what is literally a physical attack. But we can, in the book, I translate what could that mean in real life, mm-hmm. like what might feel like an attack that's not physical. But in Aikido, we flow, and it looks somewhat dance-like because there's rolls and flips, but it's a modern Japanese martial art. The founder, he had studied other martial arts, he'd been in the military, and he developed this. He was also a mystic, and he wanted to find an art that would bring more unity to humanity.
Mm.
And so...
Wow.
Yeah, it really spoke to me. I found it first in college and kind of went in and out of it in my younger years. And then in midlife, I was like, there's something about this when you pick a path and you stick with it that, like, I've never done. I'm like, I get it now. And I dove in. I promised God I would never quit. And then COVID happened and I was forced to quit. And I was kicking and screaming a bit. And then I just was like, okay, no control over this. And then 2 years later, I found 13 Moons and they had martial arts mats. And I was like, oh, now I'm supposed to teach. It just came through me. Like, you know, you can start teaching here. And 3 years later, we're still there.
Wow. And you offer classes for adults as well as children, mm-hmm. too?
Yeah. I've had a robust children's program and a growing adult program.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've been surprised. There seems to be a lot of Aikido practitioners here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Was that surprising to you when you moved here?
A little bit. You know, I remember joining a new dojo and there's a lot of black belts there. And I was like, huh? But now that I've been in the Valley a while, I get it, you know, because we're competing with the outdoor sports and there's a lot of seasonal residents and people in and out. And so I think there's other people that have done Aikido here, but haven't sustained the Aikido for various reasons. So now I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to me, something that I want to know about Aikido is it's very much less about, as you mentioned, the attacking. It's mm-hmm. not this aggressive mm-hmm. martial art where punches are being thrown. There are attacks like that.
Yep.
But the philosophical beauty of redirecting or mm-hmm. almost using your opponent's attack, their weight against them
mm-hmm.
by taking their movement and redirecting it, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really beautiful to me that you applied that philosophy to relationships and romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell us a little bit more about how that started to come through for you, how those two became associated?
The two being?
Romantic relationships and then Aikido and the way that attacks, as you mentioned, are redirected. And I'd love to hear more about what you would define as an attack in those relationships, too.
Yeah, thank you. Well, just to say, the book here, The Dance of Love, does cover all types of relationships, not only romantic.
Cool.
But it very much applies to romantic as well. You know, in our culture, most of us, when we feel attacked, and I'll talk about what that might mean, but the response we typically have, and we've been hearing a lot about this lately, it's fight, flight, freeze, maybe fawn, mm-hmm. right? So none of those approaches serve love. And if you define Aikido, it's harmonizing with the life force. The first character, AI, is love or harmony. And so it's how do you increase love? How do you increase life force? And when we fight and we resist and we, you know, get into this battle, love can't flow. And when we shut down and go numb, love can't flow. And we run away, love can't flow. So what else could we do? And in Aikido, there's three ways we respond. But I guess I'll define the attack, like in real life, what might be an attack. An attack can be, or what we perceive as an attack, could be intimacy as much as anger. Mm-hmm. It could be an invitation to connect more closely with somebody, and that can be scary. It could be just some big energy, like if you're an empath or a sensitive person and you're in a big city, or if you're a parent and your children are screaming and you just can't even finish a thought, you know, that all of those things can feel like attacks, as well as a physical assault, which most of us have much less frequently than all the other stuff. So every day, all day, even just within ourselves, let alone another person, it's not always just between you and somebody, but it's how do you respond to the news? How do you respond to your community? How do you respond to the weather? You know, it's like you can feel attacked by a lot of things. And I was always overwhelmed. So Aikido is a lifesaver for me. And so the three ways, well, I guess the first thing we always do is protect ourselves. Number one is safety, which I think is important for a martial art so that people can feel safe to do it. So anytime in life we feel quote unquote attacked, just move our bodies out of the way. So that could be like you're in an argument with your loved one and something you're really edgy or they're really edgy or punchy and you're like, we're not getting anywhere. You just say, hey, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go take a walk for 10 minutes and I'll check back in with you. And that's a way to keep yourself safe. And then the next thing you do is connect. And that's just one example. But so in Aikido, we would physically just step a few inches away and we're already safe. And then you find a way to join with the attack instead of fighting or running away. You're like, oh, I can blend with that. And we have physical ways to do that. And then there's different ways, like you could turn and let it pass. So in the book, I get into all this in detail. You've done Aikido, so we call this Tenkan. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming at me with a punch and I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to deal with Raleigh right now, or I'm a little late to deal with Raleigh. He's already all fired up. I'm just going to step aside and let him do that punch, and I just won't be in the way of it. And that's like with certain personalities. I don't know if you have those people in your life. I know I do, regular people, and I've met those people where there's a lot of drama and there's a lot of big energy, but it doesn't always pan out to be much. You know, if you engage it, it's worse. And if you just let it go, it's like, okay, that passed.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn those strategies. So that's one Aikido strategy I get into in the book is Tenkan, just turn, let it pass. Another one is Irimi, which is entering. So let's say you have somebody new here at KDNK and they're messing stuff up and they're about to break something and they just don't know because they're new. Should you turn and let that pass? No. Like, you need to just nip that in the bud. So Irimi, I think of as the nip it in the bud one, where you just have to enter in. And this is good with parenting too, small children or pets or, you know, a situation where somebody's not dangerous, somebody may be, or that maybe they are dangerous, but you can catch it early. That's another thing. If you're not late, if you're early and it doesn't have a lot of momentum, you can step in. Mm-hmm. And the third one would be tenshin, or drawing it to your place of strength. So that's a little more subtle, but it's like, I used the example the other day, I did a workshop in California with house guests. So if you have house guests coming and you know that you don't want them doing certain things that they've done in the past that are really annoying, you can direct the situation in a way where, okay, you guys are sleeping over here. We're going to go out for dinner. We're going to go to this place. And mm-hmm. you know, redirect that. But they're coming into your space and you show them where to go. So,
or help me in the kitchen with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead
yeah.
of tinkering with all of my
yeah.
valuables.
Or whatever. Just go lock that room or whatever you mm-hmm. need to do. So I hope some of that made sense.
Yeah, totally. It does make sense. For folks who are just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun, and our guest today is Anne O'Brien, telling us about her new book, The Dance of Love. And one thing that our reviewer, Ken Pletcher, noted was that the writing is, he said, very good. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to invite you now to read an excerpt from the book for us,
sure.
if you're comfortable with that.
Sure, I'd love to. So coming back to that theme of how does martial arts have anything to do with love, or how can martial arts help us with love and relationships? The book is comprised of many very short chapters, 1 to 3 pages. So I'm just going to read a one-page chapter. It's called Love is Fierce. This idea that love is all fluffy like a Hallmark card is a very small part of what love is. In fact, this fluff may not be real love at all. To me, practicing Aikido means you are a warrior for love. And yet, it involves punching and throwing each other around. Paradoxical? It would be if we were actually hurting each other, but we're not. Love takes a stand. It won't tolerate you being mean to me, so it shows you where to go. It won't allow me to overcompensate, and so corrects me if I do. Love cares more about the big you than it does about the little you. You may identify with your thoughts, feelings, and coping mechanisms, but they are not the true you. A skilled partner will quickly mirror back to you their value or lack of value. If you do that thing that makes you feel strong and he resists or withdraws, perhaps love has another way. If you hold back your actual strength and she wilts or butts in, consider again if you have misunderstood love. Love may be either soft or strong. Love flows in whatever way it must. Too strong or too soft, either way, you can inadvertently hurt another. Always being nice or trying not to rock the boat is not love. Compassion will help where there's a true need, but it won't try to protect you from your feelings. It believes you are big enough to handle them. Aikido will protect your life, but it won't protect your imbalances. Quite the opposite, it will reveal whatever in you is not aligned with love. Love insists on honor, respect, and truth. Love knows who we truly are and will settle for nothing less.
Wow, that is beautifully written.
Thank you.
So what's your hope that people take away from this book and this offering to the world now this exists? It's available locally, and we'll mention where later in the show. What do you hope people glean from the read?
Well, I would say living with greater aliveness, mm-hmm. living as our potential and our true nature, I believe, is love. And so undoing everything that has gotten in the way of that would be ideal. And to find that center and find that alignment within ourselves so we can relate with other people more, you know, safely for many people, or more fully for some of us, more in integrity or harmony.
And so you offer counseling as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we talked about earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Could you go into that offering and that practice
mm-hmm.
and how you came to it and have built it? Mm.
Sure. So I offer spiritual guidance and energy healing sessions, and locally those are available at True Nature. I also work on the phone for those who are not local or know people that could use it. But I started as a sensitive teenager studying tarot and astrology and anything metaphysical I could find, and got into meditation, and then found this intuitive development school in my 20s. And so that led to 10 years of training, and that led to a career, which has been my main thing since 2004, my main profession. And
Cool. And that's available to people as well, right?
That's right. Yeah. People that want to work on either their own energy or their relationships. I do a lot of work on relationships, on people's spiritual journeys, and people come to me with all different types of questions. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to the book, we mentioned it's available locally. Where can people find The Dance of Love?
So locally, the books are at White River Books as well as at True Nature.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also available online?
Yep, on Amazon, Kindle, and Audible.
Mm-hmm. And for people who are interested in Aikido and getting into that and learning more about it, could you tell us more about Crystal River Aikikai?
Yeah, I would love to. So as I mentioned, in 2022, I found the space at 13 Moons, started teaching kids. And in 2024, I was honored to become an official United States Aikido Federation dojo. So we offer children from ages 5 on up through teens, and then we offer adult classes Mondays and Wednesdays, 4:45 and 6 p.m. for younger kids, older kids, and adults and teens. So first class is free. If anybody wants to try it, they should just go to our website, Crystal River Aikikai, and get in touch with me ahead of time.
And what would a person want to come prepared for if they didn't know what they were getting into?
Ah.
How to dress, what to expect?
Yeah, just comfortable clothes, clothes you could move in, you know, sweats and T-shirts or something like that. We have uniforms if somebody decides to continue with Aikido. But yeah, just comfortable clothes, water bottle, and an open mind.
Okay, cool. So at 13 Moons, Mondays, Wednesdays, and what were those times again?
The younger kids is at 4. That's 5 to 8-year-olds. 4:45 is 8 to 13-year-olds, and 6 o'clock is 13 through adult.
Okay.
And then we offer testing. So with kids, it's really fun. They get really motivated to get the next colored belts. And there's an amazing culture. The kids really get like the Japanese culture and etiquette and respect, and senior students, junior students, how we take care of each other, how everybody cleans, how everybody helps. There's a great community there. And adults have the opportunity to test with the United States Aikido Federation as well. So,
what kind of transformations do you see in your students, people who come and embrace this practice? I know your daughter is also a Aikido practitioner.
Yeah. I have seen people become more flexible, people who come in the door more stiff, more like they think they need to challenge me or whoever they're working with, or they think they need to like talk about it a lot. They start to become more kind of intuitive with it, which is really neat. And then I've also seen people come into more of their power and more of their confidence, which is a game changer for our whole life when we can feel that in our body and feel that center and confidence. And it's also a great way to relieve stress. Like when I've in the past been a student and so many classes I walked in just like, I don't feel like doing this. I'm so tired, or I just am too busy. And I was just like, just go. And I always felt better. And when I left the class, I was like, there's not as much really that I need to attend to as I thought, or whatever was bothering me just shrank in half, you know?
Well, and there's something really fun about doing rolls and sometimes flips. It's cool to see two people who are experts throw each other around.
Yeah. And the play, you know, like you mentioned, I forget what you said earlier, but you know, it's we punch, but you kind of downplayed it. I'm like, when it gets a little more, when you get experienced enough, we punch, and but it doesn't hurt because we know how to handle it, and it's very dynamic and can get very lively. But we won't do that to you on your first day if you're listening and you're like, oh my god, don't worry, I take care of it. I've taught like 4-year-olds, so.
Well, and the awareness as well of your own body, your surroundings, the safety of the people you're practicing with.
Yeah.
It's very cool as well. And I think intuitive and speaks as well to like how these skills cross over into our relationships. There's this presence that comes along with it.
Yeah. to feel yourself and simultaneously another person and to blend energies, you know, and it's not on a screen. Mm-hmm. It's increasingly precious when we can find a way to connect that's not on a screen, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And you compared it with dance. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that comparison, especially if you've ever been in a dance class and you get the opportunity to practice salsa or swing or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. With all the people in the room, and you find that every single person, it feels different.
Yeah.
And so in Aikido as well, just having that diversity of people you're practicing with, different heights, different weights, and the way that influences the way your body responds as well.
And we discover more parts of ourselves the more people we train with, like how you respond to different energies. Mm-hmm. And there's been plenty of people I've trained with that really bugged me. And I'm like, okay, just work through this. And, you know, we become bigger, more whole people as a result of it.
Well, we have just a few minutes left. Mm-hmm. So I'd invite you to share anything else that you would like, including more parts of the book, if you feel like reading another excerpt, or if there's just a takeaway message that you want to give.
I think, you know, what comes to mind is the book, as did my first book, it gets into some masculine and feminine energetic dynamics, and that being independent of what bodies we have, it's just mm-hmm. that we all have, you know, access. There's qualities in nature that are masculine and feminine. In Aikido, there's a lot of interplay between those. And I think it's maybe a charged topic, but in our culture, there's either a lot of blame and polarization or separation or kind of neutralization. But in Aikido, mm-hmm. we learn how to dance with the energies, which I think is really cool. And having the capacity to embody healthy assertiveness, as well as what I consider the healthy feminine, is accurate responsiveness or, mm-hmm. you know, being receptive from a place of alignment and truth and from an empowered place, which is it's an interest of mine and it's definitely a theme in the book. So just mention that.
Sure. I've been reading more books on Tai Chi and Qigong and the Tao. And although it's like a non-dualistic mm-hmm. philosophy, there is a lot placed in these polar energies mm-hmm. and the importance of these energies being so distinct.
Yeah.
Cool, soft yin energy and the hot, assertive yang, mm-hmm. and how those exist within all of us and everything. Mm-hmm. And the play between those is what creates the world mm-hmm. we live in.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally how life is created. And, you know, in my opinion, this is my tagline on the back of the book: can unity and polarity coexist? They not only can, they must. Because what point, there's no value in unity if there was no polarity to begin with. Like, unity is just fluffy and meaningless if there's nothing to unify.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned astrology, and I was a student of astrology as well, and somebody pointed out to me the oppositions, which are often explained as like conflicts in a chart, you know, planets that are directly opposite from each other or at a square. Kind of get this not pleasant connotation of that's a challenge, that's
right.
going to be a conflict in your life. But somebody, a friend once pointed out to me, like, no, that's where all the character comes
that's
from.
That's the juice. Yeah.
That's the structure. Those yeah. are the blessings. So I think that plays in as well.
Right, right. That's like the punch that you can then redirect and mm-hmm. say, here's how we're going to use this juice.
Right. Without those tensions, where would we be?
Right. Right, exactly. I think we say we want it all in life, but I think we'd be so bored if everything was completely, like, you know, peaceful all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you so much, mm-hmm. Anne, for making the time and coming in to speak with us on Everything Under the Sun. Once again, the book's available at White River Books here in Carbondale, as well as True Nature. And I'm sure you have a website where people can follow up if they're mm-hmm. interested in a healing session or want to know about any workshops you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have two websites. One is anneobryanliving.com, and that is more for the spiritual guidance, energy healing, and the books. And then my Aikido website is Crystal River Aikikai, AIKIKAI. Did I say that right? .com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Crystal River Aikikai.com. Thank you so much, Raleigh, for having me.
What does the word Aikikai mean?
It's an Aikido school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you. Have a great day.